I just felt at half time that we contained them without really having a go at them. And until we got in at half time and we changed one or two things and spoke about one or two things, and then the second half we came out all guns blazing and got amongst them, and then all of a sudden probably took complete control of the game. As long as we didn't do anything stupid, then the 3 points were ours. And then, of course, they scored. And then what pleased me the most was the last 5 or 6 minutes of that game, whenever they scored, was how we shut it down by keeping the ball and not allowing them to get it. And then we frustrated them, and then they started giving silly free kicks away because we were keeping the ball away from them. So I was pleased with the overall performance of us. So without actually seeing what we are capable of and how well you've played in the past and everything else, I'm still looking through one or two videos of that as well. And I thought it was a decent performance from the boys, but I'll be guided by your judgment on that.
Well, you touched upon it there. As a manager, are they the most pleasing results where you see the lads, they dig their heels in and they cling on to the win?
3 points is the most pleasing. It doesn't, by hook or by crook, you get the maximum points. And I've said before, we always start with one. And what you're trying to do is make sure that you get an extra two. And if you can't do that, then you make sure you stick with the one that you've got. And I think, in all honesty, if the way everything was going and what people were talking about, if probably we would have gone to county and got a point, everybody would have been pleased because that they were flying. But I think sometimes people forgot that so were we. You know, the confidence was high. We'd been scoring goals. We knew the type of game we were going into. The pitch wasn't the best, but I thought we passed it round as well as what we could do on the pitch. And we caused them all sorts of problems sitting in the second half. So it was the overall performance that pleased me more than anything, because of the way we got about it and how we adapted and we changed sitting in the second half.
And how's the team looking injury-wise?
Well, everybody's up and running. We're just waiting on Gary Medine, and we'll leave Gary as late as we possibly can because it's a bit of a dead leg, just above the knee. Antonio got one, but he's come through it. Rob's out, is trained today, so we'll see what reaction we get from him tomorrow. JJ's back in. And as I said earlier, all the little knocks and bruises that you get when things aren't going well always seem to take a little bit longer. But when you're flying, everybody wants to play, and it is just a psychological boost for everyone. And